Today's podcast will cover week 2 of 5 in the Electrical Safety Awareness Series, so stay tuned. Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast. Week 2 of 5 for Electrical Safety Awareness Series is going to focus on qualified versus unqualified personnel. One spark can shut down a whole loading line. That's why strong safety cultures are going to keep electrical work in the right hands and out of everyone else's. Qualified versus unqualified personnel is more than a label. It's a line that protects every pallet, product, and person in your facility. And a qualified employee has the training, tools, and judgment to work on live circuits and other electrical activity. Everyone else is unqualified by default. Clear? Good. Because blurred lines around electricity can lead to injuries, fires, costly downtimes, and even death. And it's essential to maintain clear and accurate documentation. And here are a few tips that are going to assist you with knowing qualified versus unqualified personnel. Number one, you want to know where you stand. If you haven't completed a task in voltage-specific training, step back and call a qualified teammate. Guesswork and electricity never mix. Number two, hands off the panel. Never pull a dead front or breaker cover unless your name is going to be on the qualified electrical roster or you're following an energy control procedure. Number three, you want to spot and report damage fast. Exposed conductors, cracked cord jackets, or taped up plugs belong on a work order, not in service. Tag them and log the hazard before someone forgets. Number four, respect the approach boundaries. Arc flash labels highlight the dangers of proximity to unqualified staff. Use marked floors or barricades so visiting drivers or temps know where too close starts. And number five, last but not least, refresh skills regularly. This is going to be something that you always want to do, but when it comes to electrical tasks, you want to change equipment as it ages. All right, schedule annual practice on test meters, PPE checks, and lockout steps to ensure that qualified personnel stay current. Keeping unqualified hands from energized parts is going to reduce almost every electrical incident we see. It's going to stop silent cost, lost production, and fried electronics and emergency contractor bills. Regulations require you to match training to both the task and the voltage. That's not red tape, it's a roadmap. If you follow it, you'll gain confidence, speed, and better uptime. And one of the priorities of a solid safety culture is ensuring the well-being of everybody, both inside and outside of the workplace. Your commitment to clear roles, swift reporting, and ongoing training is going to make that priority real. Keep the line bright. Keep the power flowing safely. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than MightyLine. MightyLine floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have MightyLine as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to MightyLineTape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.